Today's video is an exciting video. I'm very excited to share this with you. I'm going to personally, with you right now over video, go over my entire system. And today's video is entitled, The System Decoded. I'm going to go into brief detail over every single stage in this system and just kind of give you a review and from the horse's mouth explain to you each different stage in the system, in the map of interaction. So, like you probably know already, there are different stages to attracting a woman. There are also different stages to interacting, period, with everybody that you meet. And if you don't know which stage you're in, then you can't move forward. It's kind of just how it is. If you don't know where you are, how do you know how to get where you want to go? So imagine you are on a street and you don't know which way is your destination, and you're at a crossroad. You won't really have any idea. You'll just be guessing. You know, maybe I'll go left, maybe I'll go straight, maybe I'll go right, maybe I'll turn around. If you guess, then you have a certain percentage of the time that you'll be right. And most of the time you won't be, because you'll hit a lot of crossroads along the way and you probably won't make it to the right spot. And the reason why guys call getting lucky, why they even call it getting lucky in the first place, is because they came to a crossroad, then just guessed, and it worked, right? So they got lucky, they did. You don't want to get lucky. You want to take the luck out of getting lucky. And the idea, the way to do that is to sort of have this system in mind and to do what's called, I call, seeing the matrix. Seeing the matrix is whenever you can notice what stage you're in while you're in it, and you can make a decision consciously to move on to the next stage if you want to. So I'm going to go over all the stages now. An overview, briefly, is that there are four major stages. They are attraction, rapport, seduction, and then relationship balance, which is something that kind of goes on forever in your interactions and relationships with women. In the beginning of an interaction, you're going to go through these first three steps pretty quickly, and then later on, you're going to repeat them over time, not in the same order, but jump between them and kind of be scattered as to whether or not you're in the attraction phase, being flirtatious, in the rapport phase, being connecting, or the seduction phase, being sexual. And you're also going to keep in mind the four different areas of relationship balance, which will allow you to make sure your relationship is intact and stays healthy. So, but let's look at the first three first, because most guys like those first three more because they're exciting, particularly the first one. So I'll start out with attraction. Attraction has three major subsets or substages. They are intro or introduction. This is the stage where you exist for the first time. You become what's called a blip on the radar of people that exist in the world. They didn't know you existed, and now they do. If you're someplace where they can look at you when you become a blip on the radar, then they make a decision looking at you. If they hear your voice the first time that you become a blip on the radar, then they make a decision about who you are by what you say and how you're saying it. If they hear about you third party, then they know you before they even meet you, and they even heard you speak or anything. They make a decision about you then. There's a really great book called Blink, where Malcolm Gladwell kind of goes over the ideas of how quickly we make decisions about things and how accurate those decisions typically are. Sometimes they are very accurate, and sometimes they have cognitive bias, which is where we basically pretend like it's not happening or pretend like something else is going on, and we tend to change our minds and even change our perspective and in our memory the event that happened. That's called cognitive bias. And so, but away from all the psychological psychobabble for a minute, just getting kind of back on track, whenever we see someone for the first time, we decide immediately who they are, and then after that, if they step outside of those boundaries, we don't really believe that they're being honest. So that's important. Second stage is demonstrating high value. Demonstrating high value is a stage where you are showing them that you're worth something. This is a stage where most guys think that they screw up. But they don't. Most guys screw up an introduction, or they skip the stage altogether, and that screws everything up too. So the demonstrating high value stage is basically where you're letting your body language and your vocal tonality do all the talking for you, and there's no real content being exchanged other than banter and lighthearted conversation. This is where it's not so much what you're saying. I know that you may have been taught, it's possible in the past, that what you say makes a big difference, but that's not actually the case. It's how you act when you say something that makes you attractive. Of course, if you say nothing and you don't introduce yourself, that's a problem too. So you want to make sure that you go beyond the idea that you just say a line or a pickup line or some sort of opener, as it were, and then you're done. That's not really how it works, and you probably noticed that by now, which is why you're here on this video course. So the third stage then is qualifying. Qualifying is the most overlooked stage in the map of interaction altogether. And it's basically where you give a girl an opportunity to chase you. We don't do this as men. You have to do it as a man, though. If you don't, then what happens is the attraction gets built up, and then it dies off, and it just disappears. You've probably seen this before, and you're trying to connect, and you're trying to move forward, but it's just not getting any traction. You can't move forward. It's because you probably skipped the qualifying stage. And qualifying we'll go over in more detail in the future. There's several different ways to qualify in the Tao of Badass in the book, so you can check that out if you want to. But ultimately, you need to know that qualifying is an essential stage in which you are giving her an opportunity to chase you. What we don't recognize most of the time is that women are naturally qualifying themselves to us, and whenever we don't accept them for it, they feel rejected and they self-sabotage the relationship and they don't hook up with you because they feel like they're not worthy or you don't like them or you're just playing with them or whatever. They have all these, we all do, have these different backwards rationalizations as to why something doesn't work for us. So you want to eliminate that. At the end of the day, if you feel powerful because women like you, but they feel intimidated and they don't hook up with you, you're still losing. So you want to make sure you do it right, not just in the most powerful way. That's not really the best way to do it. So you want to do it for the best result at the end of the day, and whatever that means, you need to understand. And one of those things you need to understand is that they need that opportunity to chase you a little bit and then win you over. I'll go into more detail on this in the future. Next, you go into the stages of rapport. There are three major stages of rapport as well. Actually, four stages if you count the very last sort of miniature stage. The first one is called light rapport. And light rapport is the idea that we are searching for a potential emotional connection. We haven't found it yet. We haven't made it yet. We just are looking for it. That's usually a question. Or we're listening to what they're saying and making sure that we have some kind of... this is where the conversation sort of goes into areas of like, oh, where are you from, or what are you doing here, things like that. We're fishing for these emotional connections, right? The second stage is wide rapport. That's where we actually see a lot of those connections, but we haven't made them yet. So we see the potentials. Now, we have lots of options because they said, well, I come here because after work I'm tired and I want to relax and I just feel comfortable around people. So, okay, now you have lots of things to go on there to connect with, and we'll go into that in greater detail in a rapport section of these video courses. But then after you have those, that's wide rapport. Whenever you actually find one and you make the connection, you've moved on to deep rapport. Deep rapport is the stage where you actually make that emotional connection with someone. There's a system for it if you want to follow the system, or you can sort of wing it if you want to. I find it really comfortable just to do it just naturally, and then if I screw it up and I get nervous or I forget what I'm doing from time to time, I fall back on the system just to remember what I need to do. You may want to do that as well. I find that works really well as well. And I think about banter in the same exact way. I don't try to memorize any of the banter lines when I'm walking up. I don't try to say them. But whenever I do hit something that nothing comes to mind for whatever reason, like maybe I'm just spacing out or something, then I pull something out of my sort of my bag of tricks in my head. And I drop a banter line that I need to keep it lighthearted and fun, or I fall back on systems that help me move forward even if I lose control or lose direction or get confused. Then you want to move on to the last stage of rapport. That stage is called release. Release is where you take the topic that you actually just connected on and you drop it and you make another one. This is one that a lot of guys don't do. They'll stumble upon something they have a commonality with a woman, like you both like baseball, and then they won't drop baseball. They'll keep bringing everything back to baseball because they feel like that's their only connection point. Women find this horrifically annoying, so do not do this. You have to drop it, go back to a different topic, and make the same emotional connection again in order for women to truly feel like they love you or have this emotional connection with you. This process, cycling through this rapport process, is what creates love. So the more you do it, the more that you will be in love, or you will love, or you will be loved at the same time. And then finally, the next stage to this is seduction. Seduction is basically one major stage, one huge stage that shifts and morphs. It's a little bit more artistic compared to all the rest of the stages as far as structure goes. But seduction, all you really need to know for now, and we'll go into this in the future, is that seduction is an overwhelming overwhelmingly strong emotional brain, almost dead logical brain, which means that you're feeling a lot, but you're not thinking about the consequences of that feeling. And typically, it's physical in nature. Building up to the level of seduction that you want to build up to involves a lot of emotional language, a lot of emotional body language, not just verbal language, but verbal language and body language and tonality. And it also requires you to take little steps and then pull back and then take a little step and then pull back. So your kinesthetics or your touch is going to be testing and then pulling away, then testing, then pulling away. You're going to test this over time and sort of find out what your area of comfort is. But for now, just know that, that seduction is this overwhelming emotional state with a physical attractiveness or a sexual attraction sort of mixed into it. Finally, the relationship balance stage is where, after you've gone through these three different stages, you'll find that you bounce back and forth between these other three sort of randomly. Sometimes you'll be in rapport and you have to recognize that and you have to be serious. Sometimes you joke around and you're having a good time. Sometimes you are you're seductive and sexual. And then you're also balancing four different areas of the relationship. You're balancing value, which is how much you're worth outside the relationship. You're balancing compliance, which is how much you're willing to do for them and put their priorities over yours, and vice versa. You're balancing power, which is who has the leadership or who's making decisions or taking initiative in the relationship. And then you also have, power, compliance, value, and neediness. Neediness is the last one. That's where you take your investment and you put it up against theirs and figure out who's emotionally invested more in the relationship. There's usually an imbalance in most of these, but we have an idea in our heads that we want, this certain person that we're with to have this level of value, this level of compliance, this level of power, and this level of neediness. And we expect ourselves to have a certain level too. Now, when we get to the relationship balance section in video and we go over these different elements, I'm going to be telling you how to correct and move each one of these different bars so that you have a lot of value or not as much, or you're in a leadership position or they are. Whatever it is that you want as a man, you can go ahead and create that. So that's the whole system from start to finish. If you have any questions at all, let me know. Go ahead and comment below. And soon you're going to learn how to see these different stages as they are happening. That's going to be called seeing the matrix, and you'll get to that in the future. But that really is one of the moments when everything's really clicked for me. Is whenever I walked in, I remember exactly where I was. I walked into a bar, and I look around, and I've been to this bar a million times, and all of a sudden, I just saw it all. All of a sudden, out of nowhere. And it was like I could see exactly who was in attraction, who was in rapport, who was in seduction, what stages they were in. It's like, you know, the reason why we call it seeing the matrix is because it's like being Neo from the Matrix and seeing all of a sudden that you're in a computer. So you get to control everything then. It's really amazing. So go ahead and comment below and let me know what you think about the system if you have any questions. And I will comment back and let you know what I think. Thanks a lot.